The duality principle. A principle that says if a theorem is true, it remains true if each object in operation is replaced by its dual. Gabriella Evans' life existed in terms of definitions. She studied algebra, geometry, and calculus, concepts that were ordered and well-defined. Logic was where she felt most comfortable, so she couldn't understand why she'd abandoned her research for the afternoon and was instead about to go on a blind date. It was the least logical thing she could possibly do. The whole thing had a 70% chance of being completely awful. She could have written an entire thesis on the statistical probability of a blind date going well. Still, it was nice to be out in the sunshine, enjoying the town she loved. Portland, Maine sat amidst the backdrop of the sparkling Atlantic Ocean, still frigid despite the balmy air. Lobster buoys and white sails dotted the coastline, making it a spot of serenity only 2 hours up I-95 from Cambridge. All around her, the old port was filled with the usual invasion of tourists competing for space with the locals. They wandered through the cobblestoned streets, past the art galleries and quaint stores selling kitchen knickknacks. Children pressed their sweaty palms against ice cream parlor windows while college students played guitar on the sidewalks. Colorful windsocks hung from awnings outside bohemian clothing shops, whispering in a breeze laced with the scent of salt water. These people, these sights, sounds, and smells, they were home to Gabriella, so much more than the rigid life in Boston where she'd grown up. She was sure the sleepy town where she spent the carefree summers of her youth would be the perfect place to evaluate her thesis statement and plan for her last year of study. She was in Portland to do research, not to go on a blind date. She never should have let Jamie talk her into this. Gabriella glanced at her watch, even though she didn't need to check the time. She was always early, always on time, always routinized, everything in her life perfectly ordered. Except for her heart. "I don't want to do this," she complained to her wrist. The couple to her left turned to stare at her, their eyebrows raised in unison. Gabriella smiled awkwardly before quickly moving away. Talking out loud was a bad habit she developed at MIT, a habit that textbooks and numbers didn't seem to mind, but wasn't exactly considered normal among the general public. She stopped at the crosswalk, a safe distance away from her embarrassment. The early summer sun washed brightly over her bare shoulders, and she reached up to twist her hair into a rope at the nape of her neck, hoping for some relief from the heat. Never one for fashion, because who had time to care about that when you're busy trying to disprove archaic theories? Gabriella didn't bother to style her hair. She always let the locks dry on their own, relying on the laws of entropy to decide her look for the day. She knew she didn't appear like the stereotypical mathematics PhD candidate. While her black-rimmed glasses provided her with the typical nerdy girl image, she had strong legs from years of hiking, a flat belly, and enough cleavage to fill her C-cup bras. There was a lot more to her than math. She'd always thought of herself as a kind of sexpot rebel behind the glasses and numbers. Not that any of her boyfriends had ever noticed that. Gabriella let go of her hair and brushed her fingers over the piercing on the inner flap of her ear. She'd done it to stand out from her peers, with their ability to become borderline orgasmic after writing a pristine mathematical proof. She'd been tempted to get piercings in her nose and eyebrow, too, but that would have meant having to remove them whenever her parents came to visit. Thank God they'd never know about the tattoo. She'd gotten the ink done in another moment of rebellion. Unzipping her jeans in a seedy shop in Harvard Square, she'd revealed the bare patch of skin where her thigh met her pelvis for the artist's needle. There she was, the straight-A student, the future Fields Medal hopeful, getting a tattoo inches away from her crotch. It felt like such a triumph to rise up against the idea of who everyone expected her to be. The image drawn onto that illicit spot was like a tiny piece of armor, a secret middle finger held up to the mold she was supposed to fall into. The cars on Commercial Street slowed to a stop, the break in the traffic allowing her to cross. She just stepped off the curb when the sharp buzz of a motorcycle's tires spinning against the asphalt tore through the serene New England quiet.